time for Congressman's Corner with Florida's 13th District Congressman Vern Buchanan. The Congressman discusses what's going on in Washington, D.C. that affects our Florida 13th District. And now, here's Congressman Vern Buchanan.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Congressman's Corner here, a weekly edition to the Captain's America radio show. And joining us today, as she normally does every week, is the Florida District Director here for Congressman Vern Buchanan, Sally Tibbetts. Sally, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Matt?
Not too bad. I stayed up late last night trying to find out what was going to happen with the tax rate extension bill. Obviously, it has passed as we speak. I believe it was about a 2-1 margin, 277 to 140 something.
That's right, Matt. Congressman Buchanan supported the bill. His primary reason for doing so was to extend the tax cuts of 2001 and 2003. Had we not passed that bill last night, it would have resulted in a job-killing $3.8 trillion tax increase on January 1st, and that would have affected all working families and most small businesses. And as you know, small businesses create most of the jobs in this country. In fact, the experts were warning that increasing taxes on those earning $250,000 or more would have cost the economy 600,000 jobs. President Obama had agreed to the compromise if they extended the unemployment benefits. So, there were things in the bill that the congressman didn't like. He's voted a couple of times not to extend unemployment benefits unless it's paid for, but this was probably our only chance to extend the tax cuts to 2001 and 2003.
Now, Sally, everybody's asking me, and folks, we're speaking with Sally Tibbetts, the Florida 13 District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan. Everybody's asking me if when the new Congress, the 112th Congress, takes its seat in January, if they can go back and revisit this and make some changes.
Certainly in the House of Representatives, they would probably have the votes to go back and revisit this and perhaps, extend the tax cuts longer or make them permanent. The reality is that on January 5th, when they're sworn in, we will still have President Obama, and who is a Democrat and who has made it perfectly clear that what his position is, and that unless it's tied to the extension of the unemployment benefits, he will not support extending the tax cuts on those earning $250,000 or more. And we will still have a Democrat majority in the United States Senate. So we will have the ability to influence the process and to move things to the House of Representatives. But keep in mind, the Democrats still have the Senate and the presidency.
And folks, we're speaking with Sally Tibbetts, the Florida 13th District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan. Well, first of all, Sally, everyone is wondering how the Senate wound up with the omnibus spending bill when all budget bills and anything pertaining to the budget of the United States government is supposed to, by the Constitution, be originated in the House of Representatives. So how is it that the Senate wound up with an omnibus spending bill? Didn't they have it a little bit backwards here?
Well, I think the same is true of the tax cut bill. All spending and taxing are supposed to originate in the U.S. House of Representatives. Oftentimes, they use some procedural maneuver to get it through the House and send it back to the Senate or what have you. They have people who know the rules and study the rules and find ways to maneuver the rules or manipulate the process. The omnibus spending bill that you mentioned, Congressman Buchanan is opposed to, and it's supposed to come to the House of Representatives next week. Right now, despite a $14 trillion debt, they're passing another huge spending bill that's not paid for. It has a lot of earmarks in it. The House, Congressman Buchanan voted with House Republicans not to do earmarks this year or next year until spending is under control and until the American people have confidence in the process. Earmarks is where you've seen a lot of abuse in the process. The bill's loaded with them, and it will be coming to the floor of the House next week.
Not to mention the $1.1 billion to initiate Obamacare, which, oh, by the way, Sally, leading into our next segment here, our next segue, the health care ruling by the federal judges this week. Obviously, Obamacare is headed to the Supreme Court of the United States.
It looks that way, and I know that there was a hearing in the state of Florida yesterday on the suit that the states have brought, and we'll hear a decision on that shortly, but I fully expect it will get to the Supreme Court level. Congressman Buchanan, as you know, voted against the new health care law, primarily because it increases taxes by $250,000 and cuts Medicare by $250,000. He does support the lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the bill. A judge, as you noted this week, did determine that Congress does not, under the interstate commerce law, have the authority to force people to purchase insurance. So it certainly appears to be unconstitutional. The congressman has thought that that's an unconstitutional provision in the bill, and he supports repealing and replacing the new law with common sense solutions that will actually lower the cost of health care.
And folks, we're speaking with the Florida 13 District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan, Sally Tibbetts. She's out of the Sarasota, Florida office. Well, Sally, despite the fact that frontline combat unit polling data from both the Army and the Marines was completely ignored by those in Congress, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill moves forward.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I did pass it in the House of Representatives. I don't think, by the way, that they have the votes to bring it to the floor of the Senate at this point. But yeah, as you noted, according to the Pentagon's own data, the soldiers and Marines in combat today believe that repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell could actually hurt their unit's effectiveness. At a time when we're at war and we have troops in harm's way, Congressman Buchanan feels that this is not the time to be changing this policy.
And folks, again, we are speaking with Sally Tibbetts. We speak with her every week here on the Congressman's Corner, heard on the Captain's America radio show. And Sally is out of the Sarasota, Florida office. She's the district director for Congressman Vern Buchanan. Well, you know, the Congress currently has a 13% approval rating amongst Americans. How much damage do you think the Democrats have done? Because it's obvious that the people, by astounding numbers in any poll you want to look at, no longer trust their members in Congress.
Well, I think we saw that unfold over the past 2 years as we saw the American people come forward by hundreds and thousands to town halls across the country. We had hundreds of people coming to the many town halls that Congressman Buchanan had. The Democrats in Congress have not been listening to the American people. We have a new majority coming in January, and hopefully the Congress will now listen to the American people and do what they say that they're going to do, and no more backroom deals, and hopefully support policies that'll get the economy moving again, and that includes reducing spending, and then I hope that the American people will again have confidence in their government.
And, of course, it should also be noted that the latest polls are showing that 64% of the people across the country do not believe Barack Obama will be reelected in 2012, just to continue that sentiment.
No, 2 years is a lifetime in politics, and we still have a lot of work to do. Hopefully the American people will remain engaged in the process.
Now, Sally, I've been privileged to some information coming from the national Tea Party groups all week long for the past couple of weeks, knowing what they've been doing behind the scenes that the old stream media has absolutely not been reporting about. In other congressional district offices and other Senate offices across the country, there have been massive groups of Tea Party supporters out there holding up signs and advising their congressmen and their senators, don't vote for this, don't vote for that. Nobody's been reporting it, nobody's been writing about it, but I can tell you the Tea Party movement is alive and well, as you mentioned earlier about the hundreds of thousands of people that came out. The fact of the matter is the polls now show, the membership itself shows, 30 million people belong to the American Tea Party movement. They are actually considering themselves members, while another 15 million call themselves supporters of that same movement. That's 45 million people, a force to be reckoned with.
Most definitely. Absolutely not. And, you know, they have been engaged in the process and coming out to town hall meetings, and they contact our office on a regular basis. We hear from members of the Tea Party. We encourage all our constituents to call, write, email, and let us know how they feel on various issues, and the congressman certainly takes it under consideration.
Exactly, and that's why he has the support of the Tea Party groups. And folks, we've been speaking with Sally Tibbetts, the Florida 13 District Director for Congressman Vern Buchanan, and Sally can be heard every week here on the Captain's America radio show with the Congressman's Corner segment. And Sally, the phone number to call in Sarasota is...
941-951-6643.
And folks, if you want to call Congress, the switchboard number is 202-224-3121 to speak with either your congressional representative or your U.S. senator. Sally, thank you very much for being a guest.
Thanks, Matt.
We'll be right back, folks. Listening to today's version of The Congressman's Corner with Florida 13 Congressman Vern Buchanan. For more information, contact Congressman Vern Buchanan at his Sarasota office located at 235 North Orange Avenue, Suite 201 at 941-951-6643. This is Matt Bruce with The Congressman's Corner. Thanks for tuning in.